There you go. You're on.
Bulker or?
Of course, you shorted out all the circuits over here. They were overloaded.
I'm going to change it up on
that. Okay, today's stop is the Ayin Dalet. And we were holding right at the bottom of Ayin Gimel on the base, where we had discovered that the reason that Rav and Rav Kahana didn't want to have in the mission the words Petuchim Zeh Lezeh, where we had a number of various chatzerot that were all open into a chatzer. In our mission, the Geirus is a door between all of the chatzerot to the adjoining chatzer, in which case the meaning of the word She'ervu Yachad would be that they were all one big eruv. Otherwise, why specify them as a door? Rav, for some reason, left out those words. We attempted to explain. I mean, Abaya had this really wild shot that you would have to carry your sheet of mevaot through the mavoi in order to make it a valid sheet of mevaot. We finally blessed that Svara out of the way. So that wasn't the reason. And therefore, we ended up with, once again, going back to Rav's standby, that Ein Mavui Nitar Belaki Vekora Ele In Kein Chatzerot Ubatim Ptuchim Letochon. And since over here all of them are mu'uravot one with the other, therefore you don't have two separate chatzerot. You only have one big chatzer. It's got a lot of doors, and that's not enough to be matir a mavui. Now, even though right before that in the Mishnah we had the story of Avu Bno that we're opening up into a chatzer, and we said over there we brought a raya from a bright, actually, recall that in that case the mavui would be neater v'lechi v'kol. That in terms of the construction of the mavui, we're interested only in the geometric issues. We're not interested in the diurin, the technicalities of whether they have an eruv to be considered diurin or not. So then this is a contradiction to that brayta, right? Because that brayta is the equivalent case. In other words, again, the case over here, if it would have said in the Mishnah, as our Mishnah does, you have chatzerot or ptuchim zelazeh, ptuchot zelazeh, and they all open up into the reshut harabim, so then the only possible objection to be matzer such a mavoi with a lechi v'korah is the fact that the eruv turns them into one. But the truth is that in the previous case we had a virtual eruv turning them into one, which is the fact that they're all avu. No, there's something al shulchan. No, they all open up into the mavui. And over there we didn't say there's a problem of needing batim v'chatzirot. We said, no, as far as that's concerned, it's quite all right. It's considered to be separate. I think you're following the problem of it. You can't apparently both agree to that braita and object to the Mishnah saying that the tuchot zulazu and claim that that's a problem. Why would it be a problem? Any more of a problem than Av Ubno? This is a little bit of an issue, correct? So I mean, we'll have to say, Lechora, that Rav argues on what it said before. And does this reason, indeed, I mean, this Rashi holds that they argue, but he doesn't see that it's the same thing at all. Because, in other words, in terms of an actual construction, hold on a second over here. Remember, the case over there is that you've got a classic chotzer with batim and so on. There's no problem. It all opens up into the mavoi. Everything is great. What's the issue that they don't need an eruv because they're all related? They're same as al shulchan echad. But over there, the geometry cries out standard chotzer mavoi. Mashenkin, in our case, the fact that the eruv is possible between the chatzerot is indicated by the geometry of the chatzerot because of the fact that there's the latot. They're open one to the other. If you utilize that and you make it all one chatzer, then indeed it becomes one chatzer. It's possible that Rav would agree that a virtual eruv doesn't change anything. In fact, you don't need an eruv doesn't mean you don't have precisely the configuration that you need in order to be matir b'lechi v'korah. Then why should we make this a machloket of Rav with the bride to be? In any event, today, because we've already seen how far Rav extends his svara, that you need to have lechi, you need to be matir with lechi v'korah only in a case. Sorry, you can be matir with lechi v'korah only in a case where you have batim v'chatzerot. We want to examine that a little bit more closely. So, starting on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Gufa Amar Rav, Ein Mavui Nitar b'lechi v'korah shu batim v'chatzerot tufim mitochot. The truth is, because we've had this many, many times in the past, this svara of Rav, we never really went into the applications, the exact applications of it. Today we're going to look into it further. Shmuel Amar, afilu bayit echad v'chatzerot. chatzer achat, even if it's one bayit with one chatzer. And there's two possibilities now to understand this. In one place Rashi says one, the other says the other. This would mean that you have a chatzer opening up into a mavwe that only has one bayit, patuach letocho, and that would be a bayit v'chatzer. And the other one is you have a bayit opening into the mavwe and a chatzer opening up into the mavwe. But you don't need...
Is that picture with the bayit opening up to the chatzer and the mavwe?
Brilliant.
For once. I mean, right on the money.
Isn't that amazing? It's great. I wouldn't want to say that yet, but we'll see more. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, you don't even need the other, whatever it is. I mean, whether it's going to be, depending on your pshat, a chatzer with two batim, a chatzer with one bayit, a bayit, depending on the pshat that we've had. You know what? You can get away even with a churva. Churva is also enough to constitute the other in the mavi. Now, obviously, the chatzer, a churva doesn't have any diarrhea, therefore it's not going to aser, which is tremendous fiddish. Something which doesn't aser, nonetheless, creates the geometric requirement for a lechi and a korah. And again, we've seen throughout this sugya, over and over, that we need to distinguish between the concept of the diorin and their iser in the mavi, and the concept of the lechi and the korah, which is dependent on the configuration in purely geometric terms of the mavi. Here, this is like the final application of that idea. That even a reshus that in no way would register in terms of that, nobody lives there, nobody can live there. It's a churva. Nonetheless, in terms of the configuration, why does it change the configuration? So you still have, okay, it's a big deal. So it's a churva chatzer, but it's still a chatzer. So this is basically like the final blow to any connection between the two inyanim of the urine and configuration. Lechi bekorah is one halacha, the urine is another halacha. We've seen that legabe avuv. No, we've seen that legabe tuchim letocho. With if you don't hold of rav, and now we're seeing it according to Rabbi Yochanan, even in terms of the heter of the churva. So Omer le'Abayel of Yosef, when Rabbi Yochanan says this, is he basically saying that an opening to the mavui, despite the fact that it's not an opening to any type of bira usage, would be considered to be the other? So in other words, let's say you would have a shvil shel krami. This is the way that everybody gets to the vineyard area. So they have a doorway into the mavui, they go through the mavui entity. But l'maisa on the other side, there's only a chatzer with batim. Would a shvil shel kramim register? In other words, we don't care where it's coming from that door? Is that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying? Look, a churva geometrically is the same as a chatzer. It just happens to be nobody's living there because it's wrecked. So it's a ghost churva. It's a ghost chatzer. Speaking of. But despite the fact that it's a ghost chatzer, it still has that same configuration as if it were diurim. That, he says, he's certainly not going to say that shvil shel kramim, which is lo chazi ladira lo, there he wouldn't expand the din of the other to include a shvil shel kramim. Omer Avuna Bar Chinana, this shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that you can use a churva, is Rabbi Yochanan L'taymi. As the Rabbi Yochanan L'taymi, this is not. Echad gagot, v'yachad karfifot, v'yachad chatzirot, reshut achatein lekelim sheshavtu letochan, v'lo lekelim sheshavtu betoch habayit. This was the famous shita, and it should say here, Rabbi Shimon Omer, which is put in here, it says, Omer, which is the Rabbi Shimon Omer, and we've seen Rabbi Shimon shita many times before, that the entire halacha of Erevin, it's important to keep remembering this, the entire halacha of Erevin, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not to allow moving things outside of Arba Amot or from one Rishut to another, if those Rishuyot have the same configuration of being public Rishuyot. In other words, we talked before about the Batim. The Chatzerot are the equivalent of the Chatzerot Lemavui. Now that would certainly have led you to think that if there was something in the Chatzer, you can't take it out to the Mavui, right? Because, however, it's not true. According to Rabbi Shimon, all such Rishuyos, Chatzeros, Nivaot, Gagot, areas that are not the area of living directly, like the Batim, are considered to be one Rishut. We don't make a distinguishment between one and the other. All that we mean, Legabe, viewing the Chatzer's relationship to the Mavui is equivalent to the Bayit of the Chatzer, is that those things in the Chatzer that belonged in the Bayit and were originally Bayit Kalim cannot be moved outside of the chotzer to the mavi. But if you have something that stays in the chotzer, you move it out to a mavi. If something that stays in the mavi, you move it to the chotzer. You don't need an eruv for that. You move it to a karfaf. You can move it to a gag. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, these things are not differentiated from one another. They all have exactly the same dinim, don't they? So why in the world would be there an iser in moving from one to the other? They're basically the same rishut. You have a deck chair. You have a deck chair in the movo. You can bring it up to the roof. What do you mean? But I don't have an eruv between the roof. You don't need an eruv. So therefore, according to him, we really would have no problem of moving as far as the bringing kelim sheshavtu. Let's say it was shavtu begag, shavtu bekarkvav, shavtu bechatzer. There would be no problem. We don't say that there's a concept of diurin in terms of the ownership of the kelim. The kelim relates to where exactly they are. So it's, in other words, it's a non-dira rishut is the way to call it. Any non-dira rishut. Karfaf, chatzer, mavui, gag are all non-dirot rishut. And therefore you do not need an eruv, let's say, to go from one chatzer to another chatzer. And in cases like this, we have a door between them. I don't need an eruv to carry a deck chair from my chatzer to the other chatzer. I need an eruv to carry my challah out of my house into the other chatzer, even though I have an eruv within my own chatzer. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Says Rav Alokik Rabbi Shimon. But only if they didn't make an eruv, then it's all okay to carry. But if you made an eruv, you can't carry. Why? Because if you made an eruv, then you are allowed to carry from the house into the chutzah. But once you're allowed to carry from the house into the chutzah, then there's a chance that you get confused of what things you're allowed to carry in the next chutzah. So if there's an eruv in your chutzah, then you're not allowed to carry out of your chutzah. Because we're afraid that you carried out the chalent into the chutzah. So that you'll carry to share it with the next door neighbors. But you don't have an eruv with the next door neighbor. But if you don't have an eruv anyway, so then all of the rishiyas are the same. The eruv turns your chutzah into mokam asur. So that it becomes now an extension of the dira in paradise. You can't win. Basically, that's the idea.
Because you won't remember it.
Yeah, it's just where we were with that king. In other words, the way we determine the Erev to work, according to Rav, is that the Erev becomes an extension of Mokam Bira. We don't just say arbitrarily, okay, but no, if you have an Erev, then you can't carry out for the Chatzar. Your Chatzar becomes a Mokam Bira once there's an Erev. Memela, it's like carrying from the house into the next door Chatzar. It's a single mechanism, not exactly Xerah kind of way. Sorry?
If you have an Erev, why can't you eat your chon into the chotzer?
No, you can indeed. If you have an Erev, you can eat your chon in the chotzer, but you can't carry it into the next chotzer unless you have an Erev with that chotzer. Or you can't go into the mavui, obviously. So since you can't take your cholent, you also can't take the chair that was out in the mavui, that was out in the chotzer.
But if you didn't have an Erev, you could take the
chair.
And if he had an Erev, could you take the chair still into his Ezor?
No, that's a good question. Could you, who don't have an Erev, carry your thing into his area? His area now becomes a deer.
So then you can't.
Right.
So it's only Erevless.
If it were Xera, but if it works because of the fact that it turns the chutzner into an extension of Mokam Dira, so then that chutzner now becomes an area of Dira, according to this. We'll have to see more about this. Yeah, we're just beginning our information on this issue. Fine. So now, according to Rav, you would be. Now we start getting worried. V'shmuel amar, bein irvu, bein lo irvu. Shmuel says, no, it makes absolute no difference. Reb Yochanan, here's the part that's important to us. Hey, no, I'm Reb Yochanan, loch Rabbi Shimon. Bein irvu, bein lo irvu. Says, what the heck does this have to do with a churva? Aha, very simply. Alma lo gazrinan, dilma ati lafuki mani lebatim lechatzer, right? Obviously, it means according to him, we're not chayish that maybe you're going to, because of the fact that you have an Eruv, you're going to carry out the things in the house into a chatzar, and now you'll end up carrying into the next chatzar. That doesn't bother me. Huh. So in this case, you see, you've got a problem over here, because your churva basically remains a churva. Cannot be mishtatev in your mavli. There's nobody living there. So lamaisa, even once you go ahead and you make your Shituf, based on the fact that there is a churva here that would allow the lefi v'kora, or you don't even need a shituf if there's only one of you, and you use the lefi v'kora to carry. So why won't we be afraid that you'll also carry into the churva? Because after all, you're allowed to carry the mana de bati, and you can carry the challenge. Maybe you'll decide to make a picnic. You'll all go into the churva and eat your challenge. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan, who says afilu churva, why is he saying afilu churva and not gozer that maybe you'll carry into the churva? Purva, for the same reason that he isn't kosher, not having an Erev, and saying that nonetheless you can carry the chair into the next chatzer, and we're not afraid that you're going to carry the cholent, so it's over here. You can carry into your mavli. We're not kosher. You're going to go ahead. You're going to carry into the churva from the mavli. Well, apparently, he doesn't hold a bin geyser, right? Okay, so that's why we said this is Rav Yochanan l'shitato. Yes, if Rav Bruna. Rav Bruna was saying this over, that according to Shmuel, you could have a filu bayit achad, v'chotzer achad. Rav Elazar bar Berav, Omar Shmuel, so it was a certain member, this member said, are you sure you heard that in the name of Shmuel? Omar Lei, absolutely. Omar Lei, ach v'lei ushpiz, show me where Shmuel lives. I got it. Okay, actually, he showed him where Shmuel lives. Also, the Kameh, the Shmuel, and he comes. He finally managed to get an appointment with Shmuel himself. And he says to him, Omar Le, Omar Mar Hachi, did you say that it's enough to have a single bayit? Omar Le, sure, I said that. But so, Omar Le, Omar, Ein Lono Be'erven Ala Kilashon Mishnatenu, you're the one who said, we had this before, we have to be makbid on Lashon Rabim, Lashon Yachid, as it's expressed in the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah says, Hamavuil Chatzerot Kechat. You see? So it seems to be stressing two chatzerot, not the chatzer and batim, and two batim. Shmuel didn't respond. Does that mean he didn't respond because the guy was right and he had no answer? Kibla mine. Olo kibla mine. Or did he feel it was irrelevant? And he just didn't respond. So Shema, well, we know for a fact that by the end of Shmuel's life, he was still paskening halacha l'maisa, that one house was enough. How do we know that? Because there was a mavui in which Ivud Bar Ihi lived. And Ivud Bar Ihi, Ovad La Lechaya. Now, Ivud was a Talmud Chacham. He made himself a lechi in his mavui. Vishara Le Shmuel, and Shmuel was matir his mavui with the lechi, despite the fact that into that mavui, there was, on the other side of Ivud, there was a chatzah that had only a single bayit in it. Now, when So when Shmuel died, Rav Anan, who was Rav's son, comes along to Ivi's mavui and throws down the lechi. It's obviously been bothering him a long time. So, I mean, Ivi's was just in shock. Oh, the Dayana Bay, it's my mavui, I live here. V'yatina nishmeida mar Shmuel. I mean, this was not my own psak over here. This is grandfathered in. I mean, I got a psak from Shmuel on this. Nesi Ravanan Barav Nishadi. I can't believe it. The minute Shmuel dies, he comes and he machine guns down my lechi. I mean, it's outrageous. But anyway, apparently, Shmuel never took back his psak. This is right after Shmuel died. I mean, still the end of his life, he was being matir this mavui on the basis of a chotzer across the street that had only a single bay. It's a clearly low kibla. Why was he being matir this? Shmamina, low kibla. Apparently, he never accepted the Rebbe of the Barbe Rav's tain on him. Apparently, he meant, as we saw earlier, that not every Mishnah you can be medayik, or maybe held, you have to be medayik separately, the batim and the chatzirot. And says the Gemara, no, actually, it's not true. Lo olamim alok kibla mina. You see, the case is a lot more complicated, and as usual, if you don't know all the details, you can jump to the wrong conclusion. The truth is that across the street, there was not only a house, there was a Beit Knesset. Now, in the Beit Knesset, there was a chazan. But the chazan didn't eat in the Beit Knesset. Chazan ate b'kvi'ut somewhere else. He would come back and sleep in the Beit Knesset. That was part of his job. He was supposed to be caring for the Beit Knesset. So, of course, it boils down to the question whether Mokum Lino or whether Mokum Pita is the place where that defines a house. So now what happened was the chazan this chazan would eat in his own home. And then at night, as part of his job, he would be ati bayit b'beit knishta. He would come and live, go to sleep in the Beit HaKnesset. Now, Ivud Bar'ihi Sabar, Mokum Pita Garim. You see, Ivud took for granted that the Mokum where you're eating is Koveya, where it is that you live. And that therefore, Shmuel was telling him that even though there's only one person who lives across the street, it's okay to have the heter of the Mokum with the lechi. But actually, Shmuel was going with Shitaso, and Shmuel holds that Mokum Lina is Koveya, so that there were actually two people living across the street, whereas Ivis never even saw the other guy, because to him he was invisible, since he wasn't eating there. It wasn't his bite. Then, over the years, you see, after Shmuel died, so did the Chazan. Now, he figured, who cares? The chazan was invisible his whole life. So he's invisible now. There never was a chazan. And Shmuel had always been matir me because of the one person who lived across the street. Little did he know that Shmuel was only matir him because the chazan was sleeping in the shul. So now that the chazan wasn't sleeping in the shul, Ravan and Barav took out his machine gun.
It would have been Rabbi Yochanan, and it would have been worse than a horban.
No, not necessarily.
That would have been worse than
because, first of all, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Shmuel. I mean, we haven't seen that Rabbi Yochanan was taken back aside. But even assuming he would have, he's allowing the churva because of the configuration, even though there's no diurim. So it may well be that the configuration is okay. There were two batim, wrecked batim, that opened up into a chazer, and which opened up into the mavoi. We don't have the detail. Maybe in the end. Although Lamaisa, at the time that he gave that psak, Shmuel hadn't had chara. We have no reason to think that Rabbi Yochanan had chara. But we don't know. Basically, we have insufficient information when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan never said this other maimer that you have to pay attention to the lashon of the Mishnah. I wish Shmuel was not. So let's see that inside. It's possible that Shmuel did agree that you cannot be matir a mavoi on the basis of a chatzar with only one bayit into it. The point over here was that there was a chazan who ate in his house. He was sleeping in the Beit HaKnesset. So Ivud thought, and he took for granted that that's how Shmuel was passing. It never even occurred to him that that was the issue over here. Whereas actually, this was Shmuel at time of Yomar Makom Lina Garim, so that the reason that he was moderate because there were two Chatzerot with two Batim, and therefore Rav Anan was in his rights. Over review to Amarab. Huh?
And you're not to sleep in the shul?
He slept in the chazan's quarter in the shul. Wait, no, there's a lot of shuls like that. They have a little bite. We've had many times in the Masechta. Sheshbo makom dira lachazan haknesset. Right up here, we have by the on Beit El. They have that. They had a little. Remember that the old fellow he died years ago, but but he used to live right there, a little room. That was his house. Omer of Yud Omer Rab. Mavui shitzido echad bovet kochavim. And here we have the same question coming up. On one side of the mavui, we have the correct configuration, but we have the wrong diarim. Because dirat oved kochavim, we saw in the beginning of the Masechta, is lav shma dirat. The only reason that if you have two Jews in a chatzar with an oved kochavim, you can't make a eruv, is not because it's really shma dirat. It's because we have a gezera that we don't want Jews living together in close quarters like this with non-Jews, because they're going to end up learning their type of behavior pattern. So, according to this, I mean, our first thought on this is, if you've got Sido Echad Ovid Kochavim, then basically you have no diarim, but you have geometric configuration, right? Which is very similar to the cases we've had until now. The Avu B'no situation, the Din of the Chatzerot Ptuchim Zulazu, Ptuchot Zulazu, who have an Erev Beinayim, no diarim, so to speak, legally, but the proper configuration to create a Heter Mavud. Okay, so here you've got one side is Ovid Kochavim, Sido Echad Yisrael. Now on the other side of the street, what you have is a chatzar with a single bayit, but through the window you can add chatzerot that are adjacent to this chatzar. That way you'll have more than one bayit that's opening into this chatzar, which in turn opens into the mavoi. So you might say that since there are doorways between the chatzerot of the Yisrael into this guy's chatzar, so now you've got basically a kosher configuration. One side of the street is a goy's chatzar with the right configuration, two houses, whatever you need. On the other side of the street, you've got a not a good combination because you've got one house, but you've got a doorway into the other chatzerot. Just say, what good's the doorway? Lamaisa, I still can't carry. Or you can make an eruv. If you make an eruv, then we would view the people on the other side of the doorway as being part of this chatzar. So they can carry their things at this chatzar. They should now be viewed as users of the mavui, and we have a kosher mavui to be matir. As it comes along, we're here to say that Rav said you cannot make an Eruv using the windows between the various homes in this back-to-back row houses over here in order la'atiro derech tachim l'mavui, in order to say that, you've got over here basically a number of different homes that are opening up into the same chatzar, which opens up into the mavui. No, you can't do that. Four by four, it has to be. This is much, much better. The truth is there's a machlokas we showed him how to learn. The Ritva agrees with half of the picture in your Gemara and half the picture in the other Gemara. None of these pictures really are accurate according to any single shot that I can see. But basically, we should assume that the case is, certainly the way the Ritva understands the sugya, which is the most reasonable, that there's two homes of Nochrim, not one home of Nochrim, because we don't change the physical configuration according to Rav, we're just changing the concept of the Yuri. And in the other case, we had separate Chatzerot. So in other words, the question was whether we're going to have an entryway into the Movui of the people from the next door Chatzer going into this. Okay, that's already a little bit iffy.
Yeah, it's, it's
unclear, right? It's unclear whether it opens up through the home. The Chalonotron opens up to the Chatzirot today. He tries to read it in the Rashi. So now... First,
huh?
Yeah, but it's irrelevant to us because it's a... Well, yeah, we'll see as it develops over your story. So the Omale Abaya Rav Yosef. So Abaya asked Rav Yosef, would Rav have said exactly the same thing? Omar Rav Afilu Chatzer? It's if you have a Jew and a Goy that live alone in a Chatzer. And now you have other Jewish homes behind this home, in row houses. That could open up their homes into the Yisrael. Would he also say that you could not make an Erev between the windows, between the homes, to allow them to carry into this guy's house and then into the Chatzar? Is that what you would say? So it's not clear to us why this is important. The Gemara is going to ask us in a moment. Omar Le'im, yes, Rav said the same thing about the Chatzar, but can I just know, Elo Omar Mai, if he hadn't, would you have shot me? What exactly would have been wrong? In other words, clearly you're asking this question because this question is going to be the determining factor about how to understand the logic of Rav's psak. Okay, otherwise, what's the point of asking? Why is there a difference between the two? Omar Leh, so he said, I'll tell you what. Ava Mina, you see, if it hadn't been that Rav had mentioned that the same din is true in the Chatzar as it is in the Mavri, I would have thought that the issue over here is particularly an Mavui issue. Now, what is the particularly Mavui issue that always comes up in a Mavui? The heter of Lechi the Korah, right? It's a configuration issue. It's not an issue of the Urim. So, in other words, I would have said like this. I would have thought that time at a Rav, Mishum de Katsavar, Ein Mavui Nitar Belechi the Korah Achu Batim Vachatzerot Ptuchim Letocho. That the point over here is that this is a standard case of Rav, and of over here, you only have one chatzer. Why? Because the dira of a nochri doesn't have a shame of a dira. We saw this in the beginning of the parak. The only reason that we pretend it does, and we don't do that in a way that could actually consistently say there is such a thing, because if there were, then one goy and one Jew, let me just remind you, one goy and one Jew living in a chatzer is not chayiv in an eruv. Why? Because dira takum lav shma dira. It's only when suddenly there's two Yisraelim that need an eruv between them, then they can't make. Why can't they make it? Only because of a gezerah. We don't want to make life easy for people living with a goy in the same chatzer. Over here, across the street, you've got a goy. Assuming that Rav does not agree that the configuration, geometric configuration, and only geometric configuration counts, and it doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan, that you could take a churva, so then the dira of the goy is basically a churva. We can ignore it, because dira takum, we said, is the same as a dir shobeimot. It doesn't have a din of the urim. So that area is not present. Okay. So what do you have over here? You have only one chatzer with one bayit. You want to go ahead now to be matir it by adding additional batim but through the chalonot. No. It won't help you. You still can't carry them off. That's what I would have thought. As far as, wait a minute, if this is just yet another variation on the theme of Eina Mavo Niter Melechi Vekora Achu Batim Vechatzerot Tuchim Letocho. So you'll ask me what we need yet another example of that sack. So Tarti, you'll ask me, Shatarti Lomali, why bother saying it again? I'll tell you very clearly why bother. Tzlifa. I would have, all of this is what I would have said. I no longer want to say it. Because that's what I clarified when I asked you, would he say the same thing in a chotzer? And you said yes. Now, obviously, once you're telling me you would have said the same thing in a chotzer, doesn't have a thing to do with the question of how a mavoi is nit. This whole concept of halachas, of geometric formation, is something that is unique to the dinim of a mavoi, and therefore, I'm just telling you what I would have thought, why I asked the question. So what I would have thought was, this is a problem that is basically idiosyncratic to Mavo'ot. The question over here is whether the street, the chutz across the street, is considered to be a chutz or not. Rob is telling me that it's not a kosher chutz because a guy lives there, and therefore you're left with only one chutz. So therefore he's saying in a strange way that, and therefore you should know that you can't add to that chutz in order to make it mutter, which otherwise you could have, except that here you can't because it's a guy across the street. So why then repeat it again? Because I need it. Because let's say that all Rav would have said is, you need to have chatzerot ubatim tochim l'tuchah. So he said, okay, fine, I have it. What's the difference if it's Jewish or non-Jewish? Therefore, I would have to say this pshat to tell me, now, wait, it has to be Jewish. Okay, so then just say this case. Now we'll learn both things. It has to be Jewish. You understand now why it's necessary to say that the configuration in the Akum has two batim in the chatzer and that the picture is no good. I don't complain about the picture's stam. If the case is that you had only one bayit, so then this, none of this would make any sense. What do you mean, I thought that the thing was, that it's because you don't even have the geometric configurations. You need to have two batim. Now the question is, whether, since it's goyish chatzer, whether it's considered to be dira. But I certainly, the other tzad is that's not a problem. So, because otherwise, I'll say, how do I learn from your dirata kum lav shma dira? All I can see is you need batim v'chatzerot. So therefore, I need this case to tell me, kamash from the dirata kum lav shma dira, even vis-a-vis the halach of above, to be matim v'lefi v'korah. That would be a big chiddush. So you'll say, okay, so leave it with this case, and then you'll know both in it. You'll know that had it not been an akum, you'll say, why did he specify akum to tell me? Had it not been an akum, then it would have been kosher, only because the windows were used to create a situation of batim opening up into the kotzer, and it's the windows that would have made it mutter. Now I know. So why can't I derive everything that Rav says from this case? Why do I need two separate piskei halachot to tell me separately? Dirat akum lav shmad would have needed, obviously he never said it, because the real psak had to do with the chotzer as well. But you asked me, would he have said it? I want to understand what you're thinking about it, right? So I'm telling you what I'm thinking. I would have thought that this is another example of Rav. Why not just say this case and use it for greater information density? Because it also teaches me. Teaches me you need to have batim v'chatzerot. Because otherwise, what's the window jazz? What do I need windows for? Somebody lives here. Because it's not enough to say somebody lives here. I need two people to live here. So I want to be moderate with the window to make it two people living here in the chatzer, correct? So now I know that aspect of Rav. Why can't I do it? Because across the street is a goy. So now I know that aspect of Rav. Great. So I managed to get double the information in one psak. Why do I need the other old-fashioned psak of enam bovin yitabalach v'korachim batim v'chatzerot? Good, yes. So therefore, says Abba, because I would have said, if you only gave me this case, you never told me how many houses. You said you can't open up a window. Now, do I know how many mirrors, facing mirrors, there are over here? Maybe it extends ad infinitum over there. The houses behind the house, or just keep opening up windows. You never told me a thing. You said across the street lives a guy, there's how many guys. You said over here, you can't open up windows, and I don't know how many windows you're talking about. So give me the din. Oh, the din is chatzerot ubatim. Two chatzerot with two batim in each one of the chatzirot. So therefore I need that psak too. So now everything becomes clear. Kamash, well, therefore I need the other psak. Batim train, now I have the idea. However, all of that, as ingenious as it is clearly wrong. Because that's why I ask you. Did Rav say the same thing about a chatzir? Because if he did, then there's clearly a completely different operative principle over here that has nothing to do with mivot. So what would that principle be? Hashta, the Amar Rav, afilu chatzir. Well, now that I know that Rav definitely said the same thing, even by a chatzir, I now understand that actually Rav would have no objection to the Akum living across the street in terms of its being a non-dira. He doesn't require it to be a technical dira. It fits the proper configuration. So what then is the problem? Only the fact that the Jew has only one house. So he's telling you, you can't make it two homes by using the window. Why not? Oh, must be the time of the Rav. The kasavar asur la'asot yachid b'makom oveko chavim. I'll tell you why not. Because if you'll do this, what will happen is that the single Jew who was living here in this chatzar all by himself in a closed cul-de-sac with goyim across the street, you're making it comfortable for him because you're opening up the windows now to make a chatzar between you. Now you'll have people who are able to come out and be there with him on Shabbos. How's he going to feel if he's all alone? Does he know that they're not going to come in the middle of the night out of that mosque with knives between their teeth across their mustache? No, he doesn't know. So if you don't make life better for him, he's going to move out. And that's what we wanted him. We wanted to move out. So therefore, we do not make people comfortable when they're a yachid b'makom avei kochavim. This was the Rabin government. Omer Rav Yosef, he hachi. Ah, boy, you really cleared things up for me, said Rav Yosef to Abaye. Because now, I never understood, every time Reb Tavla would say this over, he would repeat Ovei Kochavim in his quick review. So he would say, Ovei Kochavim across the street, because Ovei Kochavim, which was a little bit tautological for me. V'loya dana mayomer, I had no idea why he was doing that. Now I understand. One was a description of the configuration. The other was a description of the gezeira, of why it is the Rav doesn't want to be matir yochid b'makom avei kochavim. That's the point. That's one shot. The most reasonable shot. The other is, why would he repeat Ovei Kochavim both for Chatzar and for Movui? I never understood that there would be, what possible difference would there be? Now you explain the whole thing to me. I see it would be a major difference. I need to know both of these approaches to understand this for of Rav. Wasn't that fun?
That was great.
There we go.
Pizza!
Okay, we're at the bottom of the Avayin Gimel Amud Beis. Goof. Amar Ravei Mavui Nitar Balaki Vekorat Shubati Vechatzirot Petuchim Latocho. Vishmul Amar Afilu Bayet Echad Vechatzir Echad. Rav Yochanan Afilu Churva. Omer Abaye Le Rav Yosef. Did Rav Yochanan say Afilu Shlosh HaKramim? Omer Le Lo Amar Rav Yochanan Al Vechurva Dechazik Ledira. Avo Shlosh HaKramim Delo Chazik Ledira Lo. Omer Avun Abar Chinun Avaz Rav Yochanan Latayim Yiditznan. אחד גגות ואחד קרפיפות ואחד חצירות ושות אחת אין לכלים ששפטו לתוכן ולא לכלים ששפטו בתוך הבית ואומר רב הלוק רב שמן בעד עוני שלא ירבו אבל ירבו גזינו דמרצי לפוקים אני דבותים לחצר ושמו עושה בין ירבו בין לא ירבו וכן אמר רב יוחנן הלוק רב שמן בין ירבו בין לא ירבו. Clearly, then, lo gazina dilmaati lafukim ani debatim lechatzer. In which case, afinami lo gazina dilmaati lafukim ani lechatzer lechurma. Yes, Rav Gunav Gomel on Shmaitza. Omer Rav Loza Barbi Rav. Omer Shmuel Hachi. Omer Le. Absolutely. Omer Le. Akvili Ushpizi. Akvili. Out of the cabin, Shmuel. Omer Le. Omer Mar. Hachi. Omer Le. Vomar Udi Omer. En on a bay. Ruvin Elak Lashon Mishnatenu. Namely, quote, Amavu lechatzer or kechatzer lebatim. Ha! Ishti. Comes along Ravan and Shadia. Omar, Mavoda the Arma baby, Atina Mishmade Marshmo, Nate Ravana Barab, Nishadia Ivan. Shmamino Lokiblamine, Leolamim Loka Kiblamine, Voka Hazano, the Davioch, the Hamabibe, Tigati by Bebe Knishta. Ivut by he suffered Mokum Pita Gorim, and therefore there was only one Dayar. But actually, Shmuel the time of the Amar Makam Lina Gorim, and there were two. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Mavui Shetzido Echad Ovei Kochavim Mitzido Echad Yisrael Ein Ma'arvinato Derech Halonot Latiro Derech Tachim Lamavui Omer Le Abaye El Rav Yosef Omer Rav Afilu Bechatzer Omer Le Yeah. But why, I mean, does it matter? Ilo Omer Mai Ilo Omer Hav Amir Atam Le Rav Mishum Degas Avrein Mavui Nito Balachi Vikora Ad Shubotim Bechatzero Tzuchim Letocho. And over here the Dirat Akum doesn't count. Ah, you'll ask me tarte lomali. That I explained by thinking tzricha. Dime ahi avamina dirata kum shba dirata mashmonan, the dirata kum lav shma dirata. So you'll say, and why not derive the whole thing from here? Because imi ach avamina lo yadana batim kama. Doesn't say how many batim. Kamashmonan batim train. But now the amarava filo chatzer. Then obviously time of the rav, the kasavaras of asod yachid b'makom avei kochavim. Omer Rav Yosef, whoa. Brilliant. The Yachi, I'm in the Shemina and Rabbi Tabla. The Omar, Ovei Kochavim, Trezini, Velo Yadana Mar Omar. You have enlightened me.
Rabbi,
2 minutes and 59 seconds.